Trahan. Oh, Joe Trahan.
Joe Trahan.
Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan.
Wow.
Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan. Channel 8, 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 Channel 8. Trahan.
All right, it's Joe Trahan.
Oh my God, boy.
What's up, man?
Oh my God, I just want to thank you. That is the best introduction in my long career, boys. I mean, it's one thing to get the signal, right? Because there are some of us who remember the original Batman on TV with Adam West in the day. That was one thing. I thought about that going in. But that rendition and that introduction, man, that's a great way to start my day, boys. I appreciate y'all.
Well, that's only fitting for awesome. For a man of your stature. It's Joe Trahan, half of the Dojo Cats. It's my man. And you are off to Dallas Stadium this morning, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. I get more soccer. 9 games total, as you guys know, the most out of any site. I will be going, when it's all said and done, to 8 of the 9 games at Dallas Stadium, a.k.a. AT&T Stadium. So, yeah, I got Ivory Coast and Norway, Les Elephants against the Vikings. Should be fun.
Man, that's amazing. You're going to 8 of the 9. So how many have you been to so far? Have you been to, what, the 5 that there's been?
To 4 of the 5.
Okay.
Right? And guys, I just got to tell you, man, the fan bases have been ridiculous. It's been one of the coolest things I've done in my career. At the end of this thing, I'll give you all a preview on WFAA. I am going to write a love letter to the World Cup because it's just been one of the coolest things I've ever had the opportunity to do. And getting a chance to kind of interact with these fan bases. Man, the Argentinians, the Argentines, the passion, all of it. It was just off the charts. And then the Japanese, man, their relentless and dutiful way that they cheer for their team. And then, oh, by the way, I'm sure you've seen all the cleaning up afterwards. Man, I've seen some really cool things. The walk from the Dutch, you know, the way they come in, I mean, in grand fashion. I mean, it's been really cool to see and experience firsthand.
So this is Joe Trahan from WFAA Channel 8, of course, the sports director. He's the man over there at Channel 8, so he's on with the signal with us today. So what was your level of interest in soccer before the World Cup? Do you have an EPL team? Do you partake in any? Or are you kind of like the majority of this? This is kind of taking over your summer.
It's interesting, Donnie, because I know that it had become kind of this, I don't want to say in vogue thing to do, but a lot of, several years ago, a lot of people started adopting English Premier teams. I did not, right?
Right.
I've got enough sports to cover in terms of my bandwidth, right? I'm good. So, no, I did not. But I have always had an affinity for the World Cup. I mean, I can even remember in years past, because it almost always falls on when I'm on a beach somewhere with the family.
Right.
Right? But I can recall in recent years having the phone or the iPad, you know, while I'm sitting there, you know, sipping on drinks with umbrellas in them, I had an eye on the World Cup. It made it difficult that, you know, Team USA hardly ever did anything outside of the group stages. But I've always had an affinity for it, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I remember it must have been not the past World Cup, but the one before that, where I tried in the fall to get into the EPL because of the excitement of the World Cup and how fun it was to watch America. Man, I gave it a go for a handful of games, and I just could not make myself, like you're talking about, Joe, with the sports that we cover, that it just feels like your bandwidth, your passions, your connections are already all exhausted.
Yeah, it's true. I think that's a great point, Matt, because, listen, I do have it on, you know, in the mornings as background noise, right? Because, you know, NBC shows the games, and I have it on, but I don't have, it's hard to have that real connection point, right? I do feel more connected now having, you know, talked to some of these fans, and just the absolute passion is undeniable with what I've witnessed during World Cup. But in terms of the EPL, I mean, you know, I went to England once. I mean, I went to London when the Cowboys played, right? So, you know, there was some touch point, but I can't access it. And it just doesn't – listen, I can only be honest, and you can call us unevolved Americans because we don't – you know, because we're not into the biggest game in the world, but it's what you grow up with. It's, you know, it goes back to nostalgia and those things that, you know, when you're growing up, you know, I have those touch points with baseball, and God knows we in Texas, we all got them with football, right?
Yeah.
You know, basketball as well. So it's just different, and I haven't been able to get into it.
So which fan base has been your favorite? Which one surprised you the most about how they go about their traditions and go about their business?
Yeah, so it's interesting, Donnie, because early I got a chance to see Japan twice. I thought it was going to be Japan because some of the things that they do, you just don't see with sport. I happened to be for the first game when they got that late draw with the Netherlands, right, when they scored late in the game. I was in the press box, and where I was positioned happened to be as close as you possibly could in the press box to where the Japanese fan base was, right? Because they have big swaths at the stadium where they'll put them kind of in the end zones, if you will, on the lower level, right? Those are the biggest pockets of fans, and they did it purposefully. So I was all the way at the end of the press box, kind of overlooking that side. And when I tell you, they cheered for 98% of that game. And then when they were down 2-1, I thought about a lot of American fan bases. A lot of American fan bases might be sitting on their hands. They might be wanting their team to do something, right? And they're not really rallying up. They got louder. The Japanese fan base, they got louder. It was as if they were trying to send, excuse the pun, the signal to their team, hey, we're behind you. And they got louder with their chants. And then they scored the equalizer, and they went crazy. So I thought it was going to be Japan. But I'm sorry. I was in the building when Messi, you know, broke the record with that 17th goal. The game was Argentinian fans were phenomenal. And listen, they've been spoiled to a certain degree, having seen a talent like that, but they responded kind. So at the wire, the Argentinians have nipped the Japanese for my favorite fan base.
That's I've heard the Japanese were extraordinarily impressive in the way they carry themselves. So that's cool to hear that. And we've talked about this on the show a couple of times, but you being out there in it, it feels like, having not gone to any of the games, or honestly, I haven't even been over to the Arlington area since it started. I've kind of been avoiding it, but it feels like people that live around here, one of the cool things for us is just to see, watching it on television, to see the way that all these people from other countries are experiencing, yes, America, but in particular, of course, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you see them on social media posting pictures of places that we all go, and to see, I don't know, I guess see this city that I grew up in, that I love, through different eyes, through almost new eyes, and almost rediscovering it to a certain extent.
Yeah, man, that's kind of the second phase of this love letter I'm going to you know, I'm sure you guys saw the Asian influencer who went nuts after eating barbecue for the first time.
Yeah.
Stuff about ranch dressing. And then, you know, some of the different fans going crazy because they get free chips and salsa at them. And we're like, okay. But there's these little subtle reminders that we all take for granted, that we just don't think about, you know, and it's part of what's really cool about having different cultural references. And this is bigger than sports. I've always said the more exposure you get to different kinds of people, the better your life is going to be. It's one of my overriding factors, right? And the more you can do it, and the more you can actually sit down and have a conversation, or God forbid, you could have a meal, right? It just changes everything. And we're getting that reminder through the eyes of all these fans who are visiting. And it's really cool.
So usually, Joe, are you having your time off this summer? Is the World Cup saying, all right, you know what, we're going to work this time? And it's been really fun because you had this short playoffs for the Stars, no playoffs for the Mavericks. Cowboys are still about a month away from doing training camp, and the Rangers are the Rangers. But it feels like we have something now that can kind of break the time up and have your interest, which is something that we normally don't have around Dallas this time.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, Donnie, because as you know, we talked about this. My wife and I celebrated our 25th anniversary on June 16th. I was in the throes of World Cup, so we had to move our 25th anniversary trip to make it work. So we went late May, because you're right, this is a dead time. I'm normally, you know, trying to burn some of my vacation time during this time.
Yeah, you usually have like a music sabbatical. Right. You take like 2 months off or something like that.
I wish it was that much. I have to make it work because I work so much during football season, right? So, yeah, this has eaten into that, but I will say this. Before it's all said and done, it's absolutely worth it, right? And fortunately, the wife and I were able to have a fantastic trip going to Turks and Caicos, which kind of kicked off all of this. So, you know, with that being, with us having so much fun there and setting the tone for the summer, man, it's been really cool. I don't know if I can give every summer off to this, you guys. But this one has been fun.
Yeah, at least you got this to look forward to. So the games that you have remaining, I assume you're going to be at the semifinal game coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. So think about this murderer's row that I've had the opportunity to see in person, right? Obviously, I mentioned Messi already, right? Mm-hmm. Today we get Erling Haaland, right? One of the just dudes, and both of them have played well. France, if they make it through, I get to see Kylian Mbappe in person, right? Got to see Harry Kane with England. I mean, I don't want for anything else. Unfortunately, Dallas didn't get the final game, but you can tell that FIFA did a very good job, you know, of trying to make sure that all the work that went into making Dallas one of the better sites was rewarded. And I'm the benefit of it because I'm getting a chance to see some of the best soccer players on the planet up close and personal.
And that stadium is not even recognizable, right?
You guys, it's so wild. As you know, the pitch has been elevated 4 feet. So that means all those ground suites, they essentially have covered them up with bunting and wraps, right? So it looks nothing like it does before. And because it's all grass, it's almost as if it feels a little bit more intimate. It brings it down a little bit. I don't know if they've raised up. I got to ask. I don't know if they've raised up the video board. It doesn't seem as intrusive, for lack of a better term, as it does during Cowboys games. I think they may have raised it because I've sat in the press box for a game. They also have the auxiliary press box that I've sat in. It's actually in the 400 level, which you're like, oh, my God, you're so far away. But they put us right at midfield in the 400 level. So that has been actually really a cool vantage point to see these games from. And the screen has not – I don't think it hasn't encumbered my view at all. So, I mean – you would not recognize it. It feels completely different than it does for Cowboys games, especially because the people are cheering and going nuts. It's amazing.
Right.
It's amazing.
Who would have known that could happen at that stadium?
Well, no doubt.
Well, man, we can't thank you enough for answering the signal. We truly appreciate it. Have fun today, and we'll catch up with you again soon. But we brought you in one way. We got to bring you out the right way. So hit it.
Yeah.
Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan. Joe Trahan.
Here we go.
Trahan.
Oh, yeah.
Have a fantastic time, man. We'll catch up with you soon.